In February of this year, StoryCorps visited Fort Wainwright as part of the Military Voices Initiative. During this StoryCorps session, Marty Sturry had a chance to sit down with Susan McDonald. Here, Marty talks about how she got into the military and her transition getting out.
Can you tell me when you enlisted and why?
I was 18 years old, and I saw a billboard walking down the street that said, "Go where you want to go. Be what you want to be." And I knew for a fact I wasn't where I wanted to be, and I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. So went in and talked to the recruiters and asked them if I could jump out of planes, because I always wanted to do that, and it's a very expensive hobby. And I said, okay, and I want to go to Alaska. And they said, you can either go to Alaska or you can jump out of planes, but we don't have that set up. So I said, okay, well, my preference is to go to Alaska. And they handed me two sets of books that were probably 6-8 inches tall and said, pick a job. And the job I picked was finance and accounting, because I'd been a cashier and had done bookkeeping things or whatever.
You were in the military, I think you said, eight and a half years?
Right.
And you stayed at Fort Wainwright. So what was it like when you departed the military and went into civilian life? How was it different, or was it?
Because the town was so small, and I always worked a part-time job after work, I ended up meeting people and knowing people outside of the military, because you literally went from the military on one side of town to live on the other side of town, and everything was in between, and it was kind of separated. And again, I scored. I could take my hair down, and nobody knew I was in the military. I could actually go to a military event, a birthday party, any kind of activity or whatever. And when I wore my own clothes and not my uniform and my hair was down, people I worked side by side with had no idea that it was me. It was a freedom that I had that I recognized that the guys did not have, because there was a lot of hostility over Vietnam and over all the different things that were going on in the military. That era or age group of people didn't get a lot of warm fuzzies. And the community in Fairbanks, which has always supported the military because it's kind of grown because of the military, still has had times where it's been very vocal for or against, or, you know, however it shook itself out. So I was able to transition a lot smoother than the guys were because I had that opportunity.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.